Excerpts from the reading according from the Book of Wisdom. When peaceful stillness compassed everything, and the night in its swift course was half spent, your all-powerful word from heaven's royal throne bounded, a fierce warrior into the doomed land, bearing the sharp sword of your inexorable decree. And as he alighted, he filled every place with death. He still reached to heaven while he stood upon the earth. For all creation in its several kinds was being made over anew, serving its natural laws, that your children might be preserved unharmed. And a reading from Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. He said, "There was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, 'Render a just decision for me against my adversary.' For a long time the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, 'While it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me.' The Lord said, 'Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God, then, secure the rights of the chosen ones who call out day and night? Will God be slow to answer them? I tell you, God will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" The Gospel of the Lord. When I hear the words, "When peaceful silence enveloped all, your all-powerful word bounded from heaven's royal throne," I associate these words with Christmas, with midnight mass. But the text goes on to describe the fierce power of God's word, putting to death what was paralyzing creation, making a new creation possible, making a world fashioned so that all God's children would dwell unharmed. In this new creation, people would remember God's loving providence, the miraculous escape of the Hebrews from Egyptian slavery, their joyous passage to freedom, where they ranged like horses, bounding about like lambs, all in praise of God. And then, in the Gospel, we hear that God really listens to the prayers of the little ones. The widow, helpless and vulnerable in her society, implores a judge who is unjust. Really, what are her chances of getting a hearing? Yet, unjust that he is, he still grants her request out of self-preservation, not the noblest of motives. Jesus goes on to say, "If she can get justice from such an unlikely source, how much more can we, little ones, depend on the all-good God who wants the best for us?" The question is, do we remember this? Do we believe this? Do we believe that in matters of justice and goodness, God is on our side if we are just and good? Do we believe that God really wants the best, especially for the little ones, the helpless, voiceless ones, the ones most unlikely to get a hearing? If and when we believe that, our lives change. We use our strength, little though we may think it is. We use our voice, weak though we think it may be, on behalf of those whom God defends. We become part of their defense team. We become the voice of the power of God pleading on their behalf. Jesus tells this story, this parable, in the midst of a lesson on prayer. Prayer bringing us closer to God. You know, standing near God, we may see things a bit more the way God does. Our prayer, then, fuels our impulse to justice. Our prayer energizes our work for justice. We can't say one thing to God in prayer. We can't hear one thing from God in prayer and then ignore that word in our daily actions. The word of God comes to us, leaps down from heaven to us in our prayer, in our contemplative awareness of reality. It comes to us as we reside in a land, a world termed by many doomed, hopelessly fractured. God's word comes as a stern warrior carrying a sharp sword. God's word remains in contact with heaven even as it touches us here on earth. This powerful word, this experience of justice, sends us into the fray, defending those in need of justice. In case we think of prayer as a time of quiet repose in God's presence, today we are warned that this is not always so. Prayers answered can cause us inconvenience, real pain. Prayer answered can call forth real sacrifice, can cost more than a few minutes from our busy calendars. In former times, one of the ways the Lord's Prayer was introduced in the liturgy was taught by our Savior's command and formed by the Word of God, we dare to say, Our Father. Attend to these words in the context of today's scriptures. Jesus' teaching about prayer, wisdom's reflection about prayer, and our need for courage if we are to pray authentically and live the answer to our prayers. For in truth, when our prayer is authentic, we become, even in a seemingly small way, God's answer to that prayer. We become God's word, God's good news to our world. We become part of the new creation the Word brings to earth.